is Kathleen Pearl. This is the second part of Wine Without Money. Father, we thank you and praise you that you send your Spirit and give us all these great and good gifts and set a spiritual feast and a banquet before us, the veritable table of the Lord in the wilderness of this life. Thank you for your abundance, Lord. We thank you, Father, for your Son, Yeshua, that you have exalted him and glorified him, and you send your Ruach HaKodesh to accomplish your will on the earth. We are now at the second part of Isaiah 55, starting with verse 8 and 9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Now here, Isaiah the prophet, out of his mouth, the word of the Lord comes, establishing who God is, that he is way beyond our small thinking. And in fact, can you imagine so great a God that with his spoken word created the universe and he created us? How can we possibly consider who he is or what his thoughts are that are towards us? And that his ways are way beyond our ways because we are merely the created one. He is the creator. He is the designer. And he designs us for his purpose. And then he says, as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. And so the Holy Spirit is again establishing that his thoughts are way beyond that of man. And in fact, they are higher. His thoughts are higher than the heavens. Just as in Genesis 1:1-3, in the beginning of God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And then God said, let there be light, and there was light. So here, God is above the heavens and the earth. The heavens don't even touch the earth. They're considerably higher and transcendent above our thinking. Now we must take note that this declaration of God's sovereignty comes right after he establishes seeking the Lord and his provision for mercy, that the wicked forsake and the his ways and the unrighteous man his thoughts. See, these thoughts are fallen, but God has elevated thoughts, and he will come and give us something above that's heavenly, a heavenly banquet, heavenly waters, heavenly wine and milk, and a feast for the soul, and the mercy of God, if we acknowledge his ways. This is his ways, the ways that God has established. In verse 10 it says, for as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent. Which we just had this declaration straight out of the first chapter of Genesis, where the Lord speaks. And when he speaks, he said, let there be light, and there was light. And it was the Spirit of God that was hovering over this in the beginning of creation. And therefore, the Lord himself is establishing that he's the creator and that his ways are what are established when his word goes out. And the example is from the practical nature, his ordinances, the pattern that he has established in nature. When the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and they don't return back up there, but they water the earth and they cause a harvest to come. They make it bud, spring up, flower, and then give fruit or seed to the sower, and then through that process of harvesting, bread comes to the eater. And what is this bread? Is this bread that you sit down and eat at the table? No, this is spiritual bread. This is the bread from heaven. This leader, this holy one who has glorified Yeshua, his son. And so shall be the word of the Lord that goes out from his mouth. It does not return to God void, but it accomplishes what he pleases. So God's ways are way above, and his thoughts are way above us, and his thinking. And when he releases his word, it goes forth and it establishes that which he desires for it. It will prosper and accomplish the thing which God has pleased. Now, this is the word of God. There are many, many teachings that are going on in the body of Christ that says that whatever you say, you're going to release, and that you are prophesying this and that. Well, there are places where there are curses and there's fallenness and unrighteousness and wicked thoughts. We need to be very careful over our own thought life and what comes out of our heart, because out of the abundance of our heart does it overflow. But it does not have, unless it is given by office and by breath of the word of God released from him to purpose that which is accomplished. It does not have the creative power unless the servant of the Lord has heard the Lord's voice and he has said, declare this and release my power. So we must be very, very careful not to presume that our thoughts and our declarations, which have small power, are his. We have to give him reverence, because our thoughts are not his thoughts and our ways are not his ways. And we need to know his ways and his thoughts and the majesty and the elevation of that, and not fall into presumptuous sin and humble ourselves under his counsel and his mighty word. And here the Lord is saying that this process of releasing his word, and our Lord was the word. He was the word made flesh. He became the bread of heaven. And when he came down from heaven, he went into the earth and he died. He was the seed that was sown into the very earth. And because he came forth from the earth, he was raised from the dead. So God has glorified the Holy One of Israel, Yeshua. Let's look at that passage from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 35, where the Apostle Paul speaks about the glorified body, the glorified work of Yeshua, Jesus, our Messiah. And 1 Corinthians 15, 35, but someone will say, how are the dead raised up? And with what do they come? Foolish one, what you sow is not made alive unless it dies, unless the seed goes into the ground. And what you sow, you do not sow that body that shall be, but mere grain. So you sow the seed, perhaps wheat or some other grain. But God gives it a body as he pleases, and to each seed its own body. All flesh is not the same flesh. But there is one kind of flesh of men, and another flesh of animals, another fish, and another birds. And there are also celestial bodies and terrestrial bodies, but the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another. There is one glory of the sun, another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars, for one star differs from another star in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. the body is sown in corruption, and it is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. There's a natural body, and there's a spiritual body. And so it is written, the first man became a living being. The first man, Adam, became a living being. And the last Adam, Jesus, Yeshua, became a life-giving spirit. However, the spiritual is not first, but the natural, and afterward the spiritual. The first man was of the earth, made of dust, and the second man is the Lord from heaven. As was the man of dust, so also are those who are made of dust. As is the heavenly man, so also are those who are heavenly. As we have borne the image of the man of dust, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly man. Here, this reflects Isaiah 55 when he says, come and buy that water, that living water that springs up into eternal life. And you will be abundant. And you will have this covenant of mercy from God. This covenant of eternal life in Yeshua. And this seed, when it goes into the ground, will be raised up. So God, when he sends his word, and it breathes life into us, and we become children of God. And this is the glory of God, how he's glorified in his son. He raised him up from the dead, and as we follow Yeshua, and believe in his word that God has sent, and we shall be raised up. And he will prosper us when he sends his word. Let's look at John verse 20, 21 through 23, when the apostles were commissioned. So Yeshua said to them, peace to you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you. Here the word, Jesus, the word made flesh, was sending them. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained. Now, this was a commission to these people. Was this commission for everyone? I don't think so. I think you must be discipled and you must be sent by the Lord with his word. And then you will have that prosperity to release or retain sins in other people's lives and to declare the kingdom. Isaiah 55, verse 12, for you shall go out with joy and be led out with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth into singing before you, and all the trees of the fields shall clap their hands. So here the whole earth is rejoicing now at this going out that has happened when God has sent his word and commissioned the earth, commissioned by his word, those to go out. How lovely on the mountains are the feet of them that bring good news. And this is also seen in Isaiah, you know, that there is, when the Spirit of the Lord comes, all of creation rejoices. Because the Prince of Peace is here, and they're singing and rejoicing in the house of the Lord. And in the whole earth, it says that all of creation is longing for the revealing or the manifesting of the sons of God. Because then there's a deliverance that happens when we are sent by the Spirit, and the Spirit brings forth prosperity and causes God's purposes to come to pass throughout all of creation. And instead of the thorn, it says in verse 13, shall come up the cypress tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree, and it shall be to the Lord for a name. Here, instead of thorns, it will be cypresses. Instead of briars, there shall be a myrtle tree. What does that mean? Well, what does that mean? Well, a tree is known by its fruit. And the thorns and the briars are those that have been cursed. They are cursed because of sin. But instead of a curse, there's going to be abundant, beautiful trees on the earth. Let's look at Matthew 12, 33 through 37. Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or else make the tree bad and its fruit bad. for a tree is known by its fruit. Brood of vipers, how can you bring evil? Being evil, speak good things, for out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaks. A good man out of the good treasure of heart brings forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure brings forth evil things. But I say to you, for every idle word men may speak, they will give account of it in the day of judgment. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. So here it's obvious that out of your heart, that unrighteousness and wicked thoughts come. Likewise, do righteous and pure and holy thoughts come. As it says in Isaiah 55, let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. This is about our thought life and our righteousness and how it comes. It'll bring, if it's wicked and unrighteous, it'll bring forth the curse of the thorn and briars. But if we seek the Lord, he can abundantly pardon us, and he'll send his word. He will send his word, and we will, there shall be in the land that the myrtle tree and the cypress tree. But it is the Spirit of the Lord that sends his Spirit and that creates it and prospers it. As we surrender to his Spirit, as we become spiritual beings and he commissions us and breathes on us, then we hear and see what he is saying and we release what he's doing. But as it says in the Holy Word, that we must understand, we must know what his thoughts and his ways are. And the highest elevated position of those thoughts and his way, in order to come into the covenant mercies of God and to stand with the Lord and to have that eternal life and that salvation. This is an invitation to abundant spiritual life and to be an instrument in the hand of the Lord for his purposes, to bring forth the Spirit of God, the moving of God, as we surrender. Let me say something about this process of surrender. It says in here, my thoughts and my ways are higher, and the rain comes down and makes bread, brings forth the bud and gives seed to the sower and bread to the eater. In this passage right there, there's a lot that happens. There's a lot that happens when the seed goes into the ground. Our carnal life, our self life, our wicked life, that is the enemy of God, that wicked and unrighteous, when we forsake that, we kill that man. We kill that by going into the earth, and we kill it, and it's buried and dead. And then we bring forth spiritual life and spiritual abundance of flower, fruit in its season, and then seed. And if we bring forth that eternal life that it talked about in Corinthians, where we will be raised, we were corruptible, we will be raised incorruptible. And this is how God is glorified over the old earth. This is what the scriptures speak of bringing forth the harvest of the earth. That carnality shall be destroyed. The things that are the enemies of God will come under the judgments of God. That's why Yeshua said in John 20:23, if you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained. So this act of reconciliation, and this act of ministry, as we move into becoming the instruments of his purpose and giving bread, the bread of life, the bread of heaven to others, means that we have a place in the lives of people to offer this abundant life. Through repentance, through turning away and forsaking the old ways and the corrupt ways. And God will have mercy on us and abundantly pardon and give us that well of life, that everlasting spring of water that leads to eternal life. We will be raised an incorruptible and glorified body. And as Yeshua said in his great high prayer, high priestly prayer, out of John 17:22, and 23, and the glory which you gave me, Yeshua is saying, I have given them. He's speaking to the Father, he's praying, that they may be one, just as we are one. I in them, and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them as you have loved me. Father, I desire that they also, whom you gave me, may be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which you have given me, for you loved me before the foundations of the world. O righteous Father, the world has not known you, but I have known you, and these have known that you sent me. And I have declared to them your name, and we declare it, that the love with which you have loved me may be in them, and I in them. And here is this, the Lord is saying in the most eloquent words that he and the Father are one, and that this is his glory, that he is being glorified through God by going into the earth and dying, by being crucified. He's the last Adam. He was crucified and sown into the earth, and he is raised in incorruptible body. And that he has done this as the work of the Lord, the higher counsel of God, to call many to that invitation to abundant life, to bring forth the prosperity of the Lord. I'm asking you today, your Savior is holding out his scarred hands and feet and his wounded side, and the scars of the thorns on his brow, and saying, turn from your wicked ways, turn from your unrighteousness, turn from the iniquities of your fathers, come to the Lord God Almighty, turn from your unrighteous ways, and I will abundantly pardon you with the mercies of the covenant of David, and give you that everlasting life, that my blood will cleanse you, and will take the wrath of your punishment for your sins and iniquities and sicknesses upon you. This is the day. Today is the day of salvation. Come, and out of your mouth confess that Jesus is your Lord. Send the Ruach HaKodesh to prosper and bring you into that abundant life for eternity, and be glorified in me with my Father. Father, we thank you for that. Breathe upon this. Stain it with your blood, Lord Jesus. Anoint it with your holy oil. And may those who hear and see and receive and perceive and call you Lord. Yeshua is Lord. Amen. Be blessed. Goodbye.